Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
With Erasmo editing to put this show together and Horatio putting all the posts together, including the video of all of our radio interviews from CE Week in New York, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of our program brought to you by Catalyst, the best everyday protection for your devices. Visit CatalystCase.com.
The cool into tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Even though we're tied up in New York this week doing fun stuff and great interviews, we want to remind you of some of the goodies we have to share with you. All you need to do is get your call on the air, which means participate, ask a question, help another listener, share your favorite app, whatever the case, and you could win, for example, from WeBoost, the Drive Sleek Boost cellular signal for your vehicle's worth $200, or how about the $500 Drive Reach that boosts cellular signals for your vehicle's their brand new device.
From Silent Beacon, we've got several of their personal wearable safety devices.
From Nautilus, Bowflex SelectTech 560 Smart Dumbbells Bundle. That's right, I said smart dumbbells. These have a brain. Includes a 4.1 adjustable bench and a stand with the media rack. It's worth almost $900.
From Unbuckle Me, we've got some of their Unbuckle Me devices that make kids' car seat buckles easy. They sent us a case of those.
Yes, so if you have trouble unbuckling your child from their car seat, this will save you. From Directed, man, do they love our listeners. They sent us a case, $800 each, of the 5906V Viper Systems. Installation not included. You handle that with a local 12-volt dealer, but it's the ultimate Viper security remote start system for your vehicle.
From Love Handle, we've got custom Into Tomorrow smartphone grips so you can get ready to love your phone.
Yeah, you definitely want some of Dave's Love Handles. From Ryobi, 18-volt Score wireless speaker sets worth $140 a pop.
DE World sent a case of their grip all-in-one phone mounts for their car.
From Lotus by Seam, personal safety wearable devices with accessories. They sent us a couple worth $150 each.
Catalyst sent us a whole bunch of stuff, including waterproof cases for AirPods, Apple Watches, and impact protection cases for the Apple Watch and iPhone XR.
You kind of get the idea that we've got a lot of stuff. That's just a few of the items. No promises, no guarantees, but do mention perhaps two or three of the items also, by the way, listed at intotomorrow.com, that if we can do our best to get that item to you, one of those that you'd prefer, we'll do it.
So call in 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Here at CE Week in New York, we thank you for tuning in to tomorrow. And yeah, I am Dave Graveline. One of the cool visuals we've run across on this exhibit floor are Dan Cakes, pancake art. And our next guest is certainly showing some very cool opportunities here. He's allegedly now, and I begin to see it coming together, making a pancake out of my face, or maybe using my face to make a pancake, something like that. Dan Drake is the co-founder of Dan Cakes, art you can eat. Dan, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Sure. As we, those listening on the radio, have no fear, especially if you're driving, don't take your eyes off the radio when I say, look at this. But come by intotomorrow.com. Check out the video of all the radio interviews here at CE Week from the Javits Center in New York this week. But also, you've got to see this, especially to see if it comes out. So far, so good. But I'm curious about how you're using multiple colors of, I'm assuming, pancake mix, yeah?
Yes, it's all, everything I have in these bottles here is, it's We start with just a plain base of pancake batter, and then we pour it into the individual bottles and add a couple of drops of gel color, which is just like professional food coloring.
Oh, okay. So the kind of stuff you'd see on a cake or something. Very edible. Yeah.
It's food safe. It's vegetable based. And you can use, like, they have just about any color in the rainbow. And so you can mix as many colors as you want. The palette I have here is mostly optimized for portraits and logos and that sort of a thing. But basically, I just make myself, I think of it like I make myself a box of crayons, and then I draw it directly onto the griddle.
And you do, of course, more than just people's faces, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Our policy at Dan Cakes is that we will draw anything people want as long as it won't get us in trouble.
Oh, very good.
So, you know.
A good qualifier.
Kind of sets the bar somewhere so we don't accidentally overshoot that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when I first started doing this, it was never really going to be like a professional gig. And I kind of embodied the philosophy of, if I try it, I can learn how to do it, even if I don't do it well.
I see.
I showed you a little earlier that we have that little, like our company motto is mistakes are delicious.
Oh, very good. So even if you were to mess up not only my face, but any other art you're trying to create, which as an artist, you probably don't mess up often, but I would be trying to make something and say, well, that didn't work out, but pass me the syrup anyway.
That, you know, it actually does, especially with, because pancake is such a strange medium where, like, you can't really see how it's going to look until it's flipped and all these sorts of, there's all kinds of considerations that I mess up plenty, you know, like, but a lot of times just because of the novelty of it. I mean, people enjoy it one way or another, and that's why we like to say mistakes are delicious. Like, one of the cool things about this medium is that, like, you don't have to hold yourself to this superhuman standard of being perfect, because the joy of it comes from the fact that you're making art out of food. Like, how cool
True.
Is that? And when you watch the process, you kind of see that it looks bizarre, because, like, you draw, like, it's not like the order of operations.
It looked like my face was coming into shape until now.
And then
you've added so many more
exactly. when
colors.
You, when you color it in, you cover up the lines you've already drawn, because the final product is on the other side.
And I'm noticing now bubbles, which would, of course, pop up when you're making good pancakes.
Absolutely.
And you know that
your face is cooking.
My face is I wonder what that heat was. My face is cooking and the bubbles are popping up. So really the reveal is going to be momentarily, I'm guessing, when you flip me.
Once I finish, so I've just filled in your hair there, and I'm going to turn the temperature up
a little bit. Not nearly enough gray, but thanks.
So I'm going to
Now he's adding some more gray.
I'm going to do an outline here.
Okay.
And that's sort of, it makes the pancake pop a little bit more and holds it all together. But now, once
I tell you what, I'm smelling good.
Yes, indeed.
I'm smelling this pancake
mix.
We
like to pitch ourselves as the only business where you can eat your own face and not end up in the hospital.
Oh, geez. That's a good thing, by all means. While you're cooking my pancake, let's take a quick break. And don't worry, we're going to make sure that you see the reveal. I'm very curious to see if this even comes out right. Not that Dan's not a good pancake artist, but hey, I don't know what my face is going to look like. And then, is it edible? We'll find out after we take a quick break. More from New York City and the Javits Center here on the Advanced Media Network.